Hi, my name is Susan Bushrell, and I'm an energy therapist from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. I use EFT, emotional freedom techniques, and other energy psychology techniques to help people change how they feel about themselves and about the world and about people around them. Today I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you tapping, using EFT, tapping on acupressure points to clear the belief I'm just not good enough. This is what we call a limiting belief. And on many levels, the belief I'm not good enough can be so pervasive in our lives. I've worked with thousands of people, and I find that, unfortunately, it's an epidemic in our culture. It seems to invade into so much in our lives, our relationships, our career, our education, how we feel about trying new things in the world, taking risks, being creative, stepping outside of our comfort zone. When we live with the belief, whether it's conscious or unconscious, that we're just not good enough, it can really hold us back in life. So I want to spend a little bit of time today working on that, paying attention to it, and seeing if we can clear some of the energy behind that limiting belief. Where does this belief come from? Well, a big part of what I've noticed is that it seems to come from the way that we raise children in our culture. And I'm not blaming anybody, but there's a lot of criticism in our world, a lot of blaming and shaming, judgment, gossip, assessment, marking. What we like to call constructive criticism. I don't really get that term, but anyways, it seems to me that all around us we're being told that we should be setting goals, that what we've accomplished so far isn't enough, that if only we tried harder, we'd get further, we'd get more ahead, we'd make more money, we'd have more love in our lives, we'd be healthier, we'd be skinnier, etc. It goes on and on and on. That basically right where we are is not good enough. And so this is handed down from grandparents to children. And we're very invested in this way of living life. And I think it's a huge error on our part. What I've noticed is that when people feel safe and comfortable, they usually notice for themselves where they might be a little lacking, where they have a bit of a weak spot, where they could maybe use a little improvement or some more learning themselves. And they, because they feel safe and comfortable, they're usually not stuck and they're able to implement some change or ask for what they need or go and learn what they need to know to be able to improve at whatever it is they love to do. But so many people get stuck and frozen even, or have a lot of fear around things they want to try or things they want to accomplish or things they want to do or people they want to meet because they believe they're not good enough. But it's absolutely not the truth. We're all good enough. We've just been taught that we aren't. So when I say that belief, that limiting belief, you might notice in your body, because as I said, this is a little bit of an epidemic in our culture, but you might notice that you've got a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling when I say, I'm not good enough. I just don't measure up. And I want you to just tune into that feeling. And we're going to use EFT today to clear that feeling. Now, I'm assuming, we have a little disclaimer here, but I'm assuming that you already know how to tap. If you don't, I will get you to go to Google and Google EFT tapping points and just spend a little bit of time learning where these points are. I don't want to take time today to teach you how to do EFT as well as working on this limiting belief. I just want to get started working on the belief. So key into that feeling. It might be something you feel like a little fluttery feeling in your belly. Your stomach might tighten up. Your diaphragm might tighten up. Hold your breath a little bit, something like this. Just pay attention right at the body level. So if you tend to be a cerebral person, if you tend to be in your head a lot, Allow yourself to come down into your body and be very observant of what happens in your body when you key into the feeling or hear the words, "I'm just not good enough." And again, I don't want you to dive into the depths of this. If you already know this is a big one for you, you just want to tune into it. You don't want to dive into the deep end. That's not going to help you. What'll happen is you'll lock up in your fight, flight, or freeze, and it makes the tapping slow down a lot. So we want to just key into it and tune into it, but not dive into the pit. And when you can feel that feeling in your body, I want you to scale it. Grade it from 0 to 10, 10 being extremely uncomfortable, and 0 being, I can't really find that feeling. And you'll probably fall somewhere in the middle. And just remember that number. How uncomfortable is it from 0 to 10? We like to use the phrase, what's the charge on that for you? So how much charge does it have electrically, physically, emotionally? And remember that number. And then I'll get you to come to the karate chop point and just tap along with me. And I'm going to use some general phrases to start. Just repeating after me. Even though I have this limiting belief, just repeating after me. And it's all about not feeling good enough. I really just don't measure up. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I simply cannot accept myself, because I just don't measure up. That's okay, I'm working on it anyway. Even though I don't measure up, I'm simply not good enough. And I've got a lot of history with that belief. I may even have a lot of occasions where that's been the case for me, and I've made mistakes and paid. I deeply and profoundly love and accept exactly how I feel. All right? So one of the lovely things about energy psychology is that we are brutally honest with ourselves, lovingly and brutally honest. One of the things I love the most about energy psychology is you get to tell it like it is. You get to be really honest about how awful it feels, but you also get to clear that and get rid of that awful feeling. Okay? So we're going to come up to the eyebrow point. And you're just tapping on the inner eyebrow, right on the hairs where it meets the bridge of the nose. Nice deep breath, I just don't measure up. And just repeating that for me. Beside the eye, I just don't measure up. Under the eye, or on top of the cheekbone, we call it. I really, really don't measure up. Under the nose, I'm just not good enough. Under the mouth, and I never have been. Under the collarbones, they told me so, and I believed them. Under the arm, I know I'm just not good enough because, and fill in a couple of your becauses. Up to the eyebrow, I don't measure up. Beside the eye, I really don't. Under the eye, they told me so. Under the nose, I've never done well at the things I really care about. Under the mouth, I always seem to let people down. Under the mouth, I always seem to let people down. Under the collarbone, I've seen that over and over again. And that's how I know I'm just not good enough. And under the arm, I know I'm not good enough. Eyebrow, I've seen it again and again. beside the eye. They told me so and I believed them. Under the eye, I'm just not good enough. Under the nose, and I'll never be free of this belief. Under the mouth, it's just too thick and too old to get rid of. Under the collarbones, and it's exactly the truth for me. It's been my experience, so why would that change? Under the arm, I know I'm not good enough because. And just repeating, inserting a few of your reasons why. Pause the recording if you have a few. Up to the eyebrow again. I know I'm not good enough. Beside the eye, I'm completely convinced. Deep breath. Under the eye, I'm absolutely convinced that I'm just not good enough. Under the nose, I know I'm not good enough. Under the mouth, I believed them when they told me so. Under the collarbone, that's been my experience over and over again in life. So why would it be any different? Under the arm, but I'm working on it anyway. Up to the top of the head. And I wonder what would happen to my life if I no longer needed to feel this way about me. Eyebrow point. I wonder what might change in my life if I no longer needed to feel this way about me. Beside the eye, I wonder what would change if I began to feel more loving towards myself. Under the eye, I wonder what would happen. If I embraced some compassion for me. Under the nose, because no matter what, I've been doing the best that I can. Under the mouth, even when I felt like I wasn't doing the best that I can. What if I was? Under the arm. And what if that was enough? Up to the eyebrow, but I'm just not good enough. And beside the eye, I'm just not good enough. And under the eye, if only I could try harder. Under the nose, if only I could try harder. Under the mouth, if only I was better at this or that. And just insert what it is that you feel like you're not good enough at. Under the collarbone, and there's parts of me that realize that this is never going to change. Under the arm, there's parts of me that realize I'm totally stuck in this and I'll never get out. Eyebrow point. There's parts of me that believe that this is never, ever going to go. Beside the eye. But what if I were wrong about that? Under the eye. And what if those who taught me that were wrong about that? Under the nose. And what if those that taught them were wrong about that? Under the mouth. What if that the belief that I'm not good enough isn't really true? Under the collarbones, and what if it's never been true? Under the arm, what if I've always been okay? Eyebrow, what if I've always been good enough, even when I fail? Beside the eye, And what if that's okay? Under the eye, what if I'm okay? Under the nose, that doesn't sound right. Under the mouth, I've got all this evidence to prove that I'm just not good enough. Under the collarbone, look at all those times I've failed. Under the arm, look at all those times I let people down that I really care about. Eyebrow point. And what if even then, even in my failure, I was good enough? Beside the eye. What if even then, in my failure, I was still good enough? Under the eye. What if even in my mistakes, I was good enough? Under the nose. And what if my mistakes have absolutely nothing to do with my value and worth? Under the mouth. What if they were just things that happened to me? Under the collarbone. What if they were things that happened to me because I believe I'm not good enough? Under the arm. And what if I began to change that belief to something more positive and helpful? Inside edge of the eyebrow. What if I found more compassion and love for myself right now? Beside the eye. What if I began to feel more compassion and love for me, no matter what? Under the eye. Nice deep breath. And what if that was easy? Under the nose, what if it didn't have to be a struggle? Under the mouth, what if I didn't have to try hard to feel better about myself? Under the arm, what if I didn't have to pretend to feel good enough anymore? I could just feel it and be it. Top of the head, I'm open. So you're at the very, very top of your head tapping. I'm open to the possibility that I am good enough and I always have been. Eyebrow point, even in my failures, I've been good enough. Beside the eye, even in my relationships, I've been good enough. Under the eye, even when I didn't get that mark I wanted, that job I wanted, that promotion I wanted, that partner I wanted, I've always been good enough. Under the nose, and what if that was enough? Under the mouth, what if it were safe for me to know that I'm good enough? Under the collarbones, and what if it's safe for me to know that I am good enough? Under the arm, and what if that's enough? Nice deep breath. I want you to come back to that feeling, okay? We're going to come back to that limiting belief, I'm just not good enough. And again, grade yourself from a scale of 0 to 10. 0 being, that isn't a belief that I can feel in my body. It's not something I carry around with me. It doesn't really resonate with me at all. And 10 being, that's absolutely true for me. You would be, a 10 would be almost sobbing that that's just so accurate, right? If it's still a high number for you, keep tapping. And you don't need any words. Remember that. It's not about the words. It's about the tapping. So, of course, whenever you're uncomfortable in this work, whenever these big feelings emerge that are uncomfortable, you never, ever stop tapping. But more than likely, most of you, as you assess your suds now, your number is lower than it was when we started. So just assess that now. I'm just not good enough. I don't measure up. How true is that for you now? How strongly do you feel the feeling behind that belief as I say it? And if there was a particular spot in your body where you notice that belief lives, go back to that place and see if you can feel it again. Now, if you've noticed that your suds level has not changed at all, then that means that you're stuck in your fight or flight. And there's a part of you, a very powerful part of you, that's frightened to change that belief for some reason. And it will take a little more detective work to figure out what that is. So I'll suggest that you get yourself connected with an experienced and qualified EFT practitioner and work on that. If your number's gone up, that means you've unearthed a layer or an aspect of that belief that you then need to tap down. It's sort of like feeders into that belief, and you'll need to work on that, so keep tapping. But for many of you, I would say probably most of you, that the uncomfortable feeling with I'm not good enough will be a lot lower. And feel free to listen to this podcast more than once and go round a few times with it and see how, you know, it changes the charge on that feeling, that belief. And then just be mindful, be observant out in the world. Pay attention to subtle and maybe not so subtle changes that start happening in your world. You might notice you speak to people you don't know with greater ease. You might find that there's some new friends coming into your life. You may notice that you're receiving more praise from those around you, maybe even people at work. You might notice a promotion or a raise. You might begin to take on new challenges, new creative projects, new hobbies that you didn't quite have the confidence to tackle before. And this is how working on a limiting belief can actually change your life. It can transform how you feel about yourself, which then transforms how you interact in your life and in your world. So I'll encourage you to continue to tap. If you don't already know how to use EFT, please get yourself to a course. My website is freeyouremotions.com. I offer ongoing EFT trainings. I do some in the Maritimes, I do a lot in Ontario, and I'm willing to come to your group as well if that's something that you would like. I'm also the founder and creator of the EFT Gathering in Ontario, and we're going to be offering that gathering or little mini conference again. It's in London, Ontario, and it's going to be May 2nd and 3rd this year, 2014. If you're interested in that, go to eftgatheringcanada.com, and all the information in the registration links are there. Okay, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love you to comment on this podcast. I'm happy to reply, and keep tapping, everybody.